I guess the other thing about the HERA study is they were going to look at 1 versus 2 years.
They're still looking at 1 versus 2 years. And I think there's actually some attempt for those control patients maybe even to contribute to this 1 versus 2 year endpoint. So I think we will have that. And it's going to be very interesting to see. I mean, if in fact 2 years is better, that's great. If 2 years isn't better, it's going to beg the question as to whether we can get by with far less than a year. And one of the questions that people have raised, and I think is certainly relevant and important, is whether we can do less or perhaps whether we just need to give trastuzumab during the chemotherapy and not after the chemotherapy. And we're just going to have to see.
I'm going to guess, since you're kind of a person who follows data, particularly earlier on, that you're going to go ahead and treat people for a year at this point.
At this point, I think that the appropriate duration of therapy is a year.
Now, another common question that oncologists have had coming out of the ASCO meeting is whether to start the trastuzumab during the taxane or wait until after it's over. That kind of relates to Edith Perez's presentation about that issue, of course, as well as the HERA data. What's your take on all that?
So Edith's presentation, which was separate from the combined analysis, looked at the NCCTG study only. And in that study, there were three arms, AC followed by paclitaxel, AC followed by paclitaxel, followed by trastuzumab, and then finally the concurrent arm, which was AC followed by paclitaxel with trastuzumab, followed by trastuzumab. In that study, it appeared that concurrent therapy was better than sequential therapy. In fact, comparing the sequential arm with the chemotherapy-only arm, there wasn't a significant difference. On the other hand, there was a highly significant difference comparing the concurrent arm with the chemotherapy-only arm.
Well, that was mighty few events.
Well, I was going to add that. And, you know, we're talking about not a large number of events. And when you have a relatively small number of events, there can be findings that occur by chance alone. And I will actually tell you an anecdote that I think illustrates this. I actually have a patient who was on that arm of sequential paclitaxel followed by trastuzumab. She developed DCIS in the ipsilateral breast. Actually, I don't know whether she developed it or whether for some reason it was just better seen on a follow-up mammogram than it had been before. I suspect it was just residual DCIS that was there. So this was during the course of her trastuzumab that this was identified. This actually was counted as an event. She was taken off study, although I will tell you that I chose to continue her year's worth of trastuzumab. And it doesn't make too many events, or what I think of as almost non-events like that, to shift a result a bit. So I think we really need more data. And I guess that's all the more so because the HERA study, which looked at sequential therapy, showed a benefit that was very similar to the combined analysis.
It was almost a halving.
So, sure, I think it may turn out in the end that the concurrent use is better. There are many reasons why one would believe that it could be better. But at this point in time, I don't think one can eliminate the possibility of using sequential therapy. And for that patient who may be at higher risk for cardiac toxicity, I think that's a situation where one might want to consider it.